93.3 KKOB-FM, Albuquerque.
Broadcasting live from the American Home Furniture and Mattress Studios.
It's Carlos and Kiki in the morning.
That's hilarious.
Some people were a little frightened that there was a Pennywise roaming the bus game. You hear the story behind about what was really going on.
The cops came and we talked. They said, cool, that's awesome. Then they left.
Oh, nice.
I'm just waiting for a photographer.
Yeah,
she took a little while to get there, but she finally got there. It was nothing but positivity until people who saw me posted videos and stuff. It was weird because that video that the lady asked if I could, like, say hi to her daughter. And I'm like, I said her daughter's name and stuff.
Oh, shoot.
It was Dynasty. I think she posted that to Albuquerque Crime Watch. And I'm like, well, you know, I wasn't doing anything.
Oh, my God.
So people automatically thought that I was committing a crime.
I asked
the police if I was doing anything illegal. They said no, and they just left me. But then I get it, you know, the clown, so it's pretty weird. I wasn't jumping out of bushes or anything, or I didn't scare anybody.
Diablo, she's getting married, and you know what? You gained 60 pounds. Well, all of a sudden, she's like, oh, you know what? I'm thinking you can't be in my wedding, girl, because you kind of blew up a little bit.
Oh, me.
What are people saying on Facebook about El Diablo?
Well, Annette said, even thinking like that shows she isn't really a friend. I'm getting married, and I tell you what, I couldn't care less how big or small my bridal party is. The whole reason they are in my wedding is because they are my closest friends, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Just be happy you're getting married and that your closest friends and family get to share in that special day.
It's funny, you're such a sweetheart. What you did is went ahead and corrected her "I could care less" to "I couldn't care less."
I did?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Grammar police is back.
I know, look at this. Grammar police in full effect. Veronica says, sad, fake news. Hold on for a sec. First of all, El Diablo listens to our show, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So she's one of our peeps, and we're not perfect by any means. You know, and she's reaching out to us because she's questioning. She's like, well, look, and you got to admit, you know people that want that perfect wedding. They call you out for gaining too much weight.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them. So we can't totally throw El Diablo in the corner with her pitchfork.
Baby.
Okay? I think what we need to do is address it.
He got it.
And, man, you guys are so old.
Oh my God!
I think you need to So you gonna bark at me? Like, really? Stop it!
Ready? It's time for Carlos and Kiki's roses.
You have been specially selected to win 1 dozen roses. I just need to know a name and who you would like to send it to.
Really? Okay, so there's definitely no, like, payment involved or anything like that?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, so you need the name first, or...
The name is good. Yeah, give me the name first and then the address. And you can even add a little note. Maybe you want to say something to that special certain person.
I guess Sophia would be the name. Make it out to Sophia.
Okay.
That's Sophia.
Mm-hmm. And what would you like to say?
Still my light.
Fill your life? Is that what you said? Fill your life? Sophia fills your life?
Hello?
So Sophia, who's Sophia that she fills your life? Because your fiancé would like to know. Who's Sophia?
What?
Yeah, Richard. Who is Sophia? Aren't you engaged to somebody? Like me?
Who's this? What's going on here?
What do you mean, who's this? This is your fiancé. Jerk. Face.
Val? What? What is this?
Look, this is Carlos and Kiki in the morning, and Valerie reached out to us because she was concerned that maybe you might be talking to somebody else. And it seems like, Richard, that you are talking to somebody else. Who is Sophia?
Wait a minute.
And everybody knows you're a two-timing cheater, liar, backstabber. What's up, Richard? Who are you? I don't even know who you are.
Look,
Sophia. S-O-P-H-I-A, Sophia.
Can I call you when we're not on the radio?
Actually, no. I'm changing my number. Your stuff is going to be on the curb in about an hour, and I never want to hear from you again. Hey, Richard. Bye-bye. Call us.